You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask.
Welcome back onto yet another edition of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. Today, a question from Joe, and we've got Devlin Eden with us once again. Dev, nice to see you. Joe's saying, last Thursday, partway into an easy run, he said it was super hot and humid though. He felt a tightness in his hamstring. He took it easy for the rest of the run, and then he massaged it with a massage gun. 2 days later, the Saturday, he tried a tempo run, but right during the warm-up intervals, he felt it get tight again, so he just did an easy, slow run instead. And then Sunday was the long run, but it was a MAF heart rate run, and he was trying to take it easy. Monday, no running, and then he said today, which is a week later after the first, he said he tried a tempo interval run. Things felt okay. He warmed up extra. First two intervals were great. Halfway through the last one, he felt it tighten up again and cramp, so he walked a bit and he called it quits. He's got a trail marathon, and this is where the challenge comes. He's got a trail marathon in 12 days from now. What do you recommend to get this recovered? So obviously, we've dealt with this in the forum, but this is a great question for somebody who does have a race that's imminent and all of a sudden they're starting to feel a bit of a niggle. What do you do that close? 12 days to go.
Yeah, so 12 days to go. I mean, if we're talking coming up towards whether it's a goal event or just a pretty decent event that you are aiming towards, my suggestion is always going to be, with 12 days out from the event, your training's pretty much done. You've done the quality. You're not going to get much more out of quality or interval type sessions. So my suggestion would always be to drop intensity. Keep focusing on good recovery strategies. So nutrition is always going to be key around that. But then things like whether you're using a massage gun, whether you're going for massages, foam rolling, whatever it might be, whatever works best for you from a recovery point of view. And then definitely consider looking at dropping intensity out and rather just turn that into a 30, 45 minute easy run. We want to get you to the start line feeling pain-free as much as possible. Rather than thinking, what tends to happen is we always think the intensity is more important. So we think we need to cram intensity right up until race day. The problem is that's where we're at more risk of causing more damage and further injury. So cut all intensity out with those 12 days to go and rather just do the easy runs, really focusing on our recovery, not necessarily neglecting the strength aspect of it. And hopefully come race day, we are ready and feeling all right to be able to give it everything.
And Dev, people panic too. I mean, 12 days out, you can't get too much fitter 12 days out from a race, but you're not going to lose much fitness either. So even worst case scenario, if you don't do anything, if you're forced to stop running, you're not going to lose much fitness. The work is essentially done 12 days out.
100%. And that's exactly, and that's why I say I'd always go back to the easier runs, even if it means we cut some of that duration out as well. So they're shorter, easier runs. You're not necessarily losing any conditioning. If anything, you're probably recovering better and you're feeling fresher come race day. So by the time you get to race day, you probably find you're going to actually run a little bit better because you've had a little bit of extra recovery and not tried to overload, which means more recovery time. So even if you do cut short, as long as you're ticking over and doing something, you'll be better off getting to that start line fresh and just getting to the start line in the first place.
Yeah, and if I had one buck for every time I've heard Lindsay say it's better to arrive on race day slightly undercooked but injury-free than carrying an injury, you're going to be much better served. So exactly. Joe, I hope that helps. Thank you so much. Lindsay, Dev, as always, thanks for your time today.
Cool. Thanks, Brad.
Hey, it's Brad here. Before I go, if you're coming back from an injury or if you're just starting out running and are looking for a sensible training plan to get you on track, then our MAF training plans are exactly what you need. You can get access to them as well as our team of expert coaches in the Coach Parry Training Club right now. To join the club, simply head over to coachparry.com/club or click the link in your podcast player now.